very complex, and it is quite a force.
And sophisticated, yeah.
And sophisticated, and yep. They're, the new Delta class and all these other things are coming out, of course, all the time.
Are we spinning our wheels?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, because I know the boys down at the Spinal are doing their best lick down there, and I know, and they're dedicated, and they're making the best of what they've got. But yeah. are we not the whole ideology, I guess, is what I'm getting at, the idea that we are going to specialize in anti-submarine, and it's almost we have all our eggs in that basket.
Canada.
Canadian Navy.
Would you like us to spread our eggs around?
We don't have many eggs to start with.
Right. Are you a believer in the concentration of expertise as a sound philosophy of either economic?
No, I'm asking you.
You can't do everything when you're in a small thing. So you pick one thing which you've shown some capability of doing and which you do well and which has some relevance, because if the threat exists, then the anti-submarine capability has some relevance. Whether its effectiveness is enough to satisfy you or to satisfy anybody, I think is very dubious. But if you don't have any capability, anti-submarine capability, then they don't have to even bother to build sophisticated submarines. Then they can
they can
run them off, build them by the mile and cut them off in 300-foot length and fit them with diesel engines, and they don't even have to make them nukes. They don't have to do anything if you drop that capability. What you do is you develop that capability to make the game as hard as possible for them. Whether you make the game impossible for them, it depends an awful lot in luck and your skill and their skill and happenstance. And in nuclear submarines, as you know from the amount you've been reading and listening and so on, if they're to take advantage of one of their attributes, which is extremely high speed, have to make an awful lot of noise. And when they make an awful lot of noise, you find out where they are. And when you find out where they are, you go and hit them. The other thing, of course, is their ability to remain silent and away and submerged for long, long periods of time. But if you're going to remain silent and away and submerged for long, long periods of time, you aren't getting anywhere. unless you're getting somewhere very, very slowly and then just sitting there waiting for someone to say, World War III, fire. As a second strike potential. And as a second strike potential, there they are. But from the point of view of them, say, destroying your ability to reinforce Europe. The old convoy sort of thing. If there's any other way to reinforce Europe other than loading stuff into ships and sending it there, I'm not quite sure what it is, but there's sure no way of flying it in DC-10s.
No, not today.
Not today. Not any day. When you could put two jeeps in a cargo aircraft and fly it over, it takes a long time to reinforce anybody that time, and wars don't last that. But you have to pick a point as to whether you're going to have, with whatever degree of effectiveness it is, some graduated form of responding.
Yes.
If you turn around and say, look, this is no good, this is no good, this is no good, the only thing to do is is to go for broke.
Mm-hmm.
But not have any graduated degree of pressure that you can bring to bear. I'm sure you mustn't do that. Otherwise, there's the bomb or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's rapidly followed by the bomb and nothing.
Yes, they have.
The only thing mutual terror and deterrence must prevent that. But therefore, in order to exert pressure, there is a graduated series of responses back to merely having them steaming around the Indian Ocean.
Yes.
Just being there and impressing people. There's an exploitation of force involved there, in a sense. I think we ought to do that, because it's a thing we have done. It's a thing that I think is required to be done. You can't give free runs. It's the same story as NORAD. You can't just give free runs for the Model Ts. There are only so many things. It's a game we know. It's a game we've done well. It's a game we're recognized in. It's a game that requires to be done. And it's nothing is any longer cheap and nasty, but within a limited capability, it's the sort of thing we can go for. rather than going into super carriers or super missile cruisers and things of that sort. Oh.